Hello, everybody. We're going to finish up today the sermon that Jesus gives in John chapter 6 after feeding the 5,000. So this is 6:60. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This is a hard saying. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, "Do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who was to betray him. And he said, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father." After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "Do you want to go away as well?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, Did I not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil." He spoke of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. So we again have this wrapping up of this sermon in John chapter 6. And again, remember, all throughout, John and Jesus has been evoking the Exodus and the wandering of the people of God in the wilderness, and how many of the people of God turned away. So I think all throughout this section, there is a promise, but there's also warning, because just as it says in other places in Scripture that they were baptized into Moses, they saw the signs that Moses did, but they fell away, we're challenged and warned not to fall away as well. So a few things to notice about this section. One is that notice it says that the disciples were upset, that disciples they said, "Man, we don't get this. This is a hard saying." So remember, we start this chapter with some 5,000 men eating this miraculous bread, and it seems as though we end the chapter with 12 men, and even Jesus says one of those 12 is a devil. So the word has winnowed down the people who are listening to those who really want to come and really want to hear and really want to trust. So the whole chapter, again, is a warning. It's challenging us that even these disciples turned away. So I think it's a very sober way to wrap up the chapter. Of course, it ends with hope. It ends with the core of the disciples believing. But it illustrates that biblical theme that the path to destruction is broad and wide and the path to life is narrow. And then notice what they say about what Jesus has said. They say, "This is a hard saying. Who can take it?" I wonder what saying they're talking about. Are they talking about that Jesus says he came down from heaven? Are they talking about that Jesus said, "I am"? Are they talking about Jesus saying, "You have to eat my flesh"? And this illustrates this whole theme in the Bible of hard sayings. In fact, this passage has come to give us the phrase for passages of Scripture that we come to that we don't understand, that are confusing, that are hotly debated. And I do think that Jesus is here teaching us what to do with such things. And one thing that he is saying is that when we try to tackle the hard sayings of Scripture with our own unaided human reason, it's of no benefit. It doesn't help. What makes sense to the flesh, that is to human ability apart from God, what makes sense to the flesh doesn't help. And so Jesus is challenging us that we can't rely on the flesh, our own unaided human reason, to come to understand his words. And then notice that he says, "Well, what if you saw me ascending to where I was before?" This is speaking about his fellowship and union with the Father in the Holy Spirit before he became incarnate in the flesh. And I think part of what this teaches us is that Jesus, by taking on human flesh, is sharing our situation. But I think he's also saying that he's veiled himself. He's condescended to human frailty, to what we can't understand, to bring us to himself. But we're only seeing in the gospel a glimpse of the glory and the majesty of Jesus. This passage also reminds me of Paul, who was deeply offended at Jesus, wanted to persecute those that believed in Jesus, but then saw him, as it were, ascended to where he was before and came to believe. So Jesus is here speaking of his glory and the fact that for our sake, he veils it so that we can come to him. But let me zero in on the most important thing I think we need to take away from this passage. That issue of human ability doesn't help. I think what Jesus would say throughout all of this is that we need to trust him in order to know, in order to come to understand. Not that we should understand and then come, but Jesus all the way through says, come to me, come and see, taste and see, look to me, listen to me, come and turn to me at every opportunity, and you will come to understand, you will come to know. When Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, he didn't say take and understand, but he said take and eat. And so I think it has to do with that trusting side of faith where we come to him in trust, we come to him in obedience, we come to him in vulnerability and giving ourselves to him, and through that process, we come to understand. He says, my words are spirit and they are life. And if we will keep listening to his words, it is the Holy Spirit that will unfold scripture to us, that will teach us about the things that Jesus is saying. So I think this is a universal truth of the Christian life, that we don't avoid the hard sayings, but we keep coming, maybe even always more often to the hardest sayings. We keep coming. We keep coming to them, as it were, coming to Jesus and saying, Lord, I want to trust you. I want to obey you. Teach me. Open up your word to me. And that illustrates that great Christian truth that we trust in order to understand. We obey in order to come to know. And indeed, the disciples, when Jesus says, well, do you guys want to go somewhere else? He says, Lord, only you have the words of life, and we have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. I believe they came to that knowledge because they continued to trust even when they were confused or some of the things he said bewildered them. If you keep trusting, you come to the place that you will know. So may we not turn away when we're confused, not turn away when the words of Scripture offend us, but may we keep coming to Jesus and may we receive from him understanding and life and everything else he wants to give us. Amen.